Before you dig into today's episode, keep in mind, these are all lost and archaic, so what we talk about may not be relative to today's content.
But guess what? We've got tons of stuff coming at you. We want to get these to you. We've got some lovely people that we're on. We want to make sure that they get the airtime. Plus, also, there's one golden episode toward the end. We can't wait for y'all to see it.
Stay tuned for season two, baby. Woo!
Check it out. Woo!
Well, cheers, guys. Let's have a fantastic podcast. Cheers. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Housing. I'm Justin Rourke, and today I have a special guest host, Vanessa Fallon. She did great on our Zoom podcast, and I want her back.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Happy to be here.
Where are you looking right now?
At your beautiful sign.
I know.
I love it.
The camera's over there. Say hi.
Oh, like that? Is that better? Yeah. Better? Testing. One, two, three.
Anyways, we are joined today by two photographers out in the real estate world and elsewhere. They've been hustling their butts off. We have Bobby from One Wall. He kicks butt, makes great photography over here. And then we got D. Donald Martin. Which one do you want to go?
I go by D.
Go by D? Yeah, I think that's what you've told me in the past. That's D. What you're on my phone. Yeah. He's with Solid Photography. Both these guys kick ass. I highly recommend you hire them. Pay them a bukus of money. They will not let you down. But on top of that, look, we are trying to keep this podcast going, and so I want everybody to know the way to keep doing that is clicking like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, watch our clips, talk to us, even if you feel like talking shit. I'm willing to accept anything right now. I'm desperate. I'm absolutely desperate. But otherwise, keep viewing, and I think that's really going to help the algorithm notes. And as always, let me just give you all a little bit of a disclaimer. We're not here to give anyone any sort of professional advice, investment advice, relationship advice,
maybe.
I'm down for that.
I mean, any sort of advice that's up to you to glean off of it.
And down to ruin someone's life with relationship advice.
I mean, I'm gonna send someone over the edge over today's podcast. But otherwise, if this isn't the show for you, it's life's too short to be spending your time being upset at someone that on a YouTube video that you watch. So if this isn't for you, go on and get. Don't waste your time here, guys. Can I get a communal go on and get?
Go on and get.
Shoo. And then lastly, we are also looking for sponsors. So White Claw, looking at you. And also we've got Pint House and Lone Star. And V, what are you sipping on?
I don't know. What's the brand, Katie? It's some Chardonnay. I'm not sure who
Boone's
makes it.
Boone's Farm? Something
like that. Probably. Okay. Old Boone's?
Yeah.
It's delicious. Thank you.
Anyways, we're looking for sponsors. So we're happy to do little plugs. We're happy to do, show off little trinkets and gizmos and gadgets and maybe an unboxing video if the price is right. But otherwise, keep us out there and check our show notes if you want to contribute, sponsor, or put an ad in. Anyways, that's all my notes. Let's get going. Hi, guys.
Nice. What's going Hello. On?
Welcome. Today's topic is photography, which is always riveting. You guys are, you chose the loner life a long time ago, right? You, obviously, this wasn't meant for y'all to be on camera on stage.
Oh, no.
No?
No, I like being behind the camera.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The photographers are usually like, no, not at me.
I'm not.
Unless it's one of those artsy.
I try not to claim too much attention to myself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually bad.
Yeah, so what is that like? Are y'all typically by yourselves all the time? Bobby?
Yeah.
Feel free to talk about each other.
Okay, cool. I didn't know. I saw the notes earlier and it said like, okay.
Well, I think kind of a devil may care. We got to watch out for like talking to where like the audio listeners can't hear shit.
No, yeah.
But otherwise, like what's that world like? One at a time, however y'all want to do it.
I mean, it's some days, yeah. I call my wife probably like 10 times because it's just you're by yourself all day long. And yeah, it can be kind of lonely. But it's kind of nice too at the same time.
I know. You get to enjoy beautiful days like this outside.
Just listen to music. Listen to music. Like, I'll probably have like over 200,000 minutes on Spotify this year because I'm just.
Damn.
Nice.
Constantly.
Yeah, that is the sweet part of it, honestly, because I have a lot of time in the car. And so, specifically days whenever I have like a long drive, I know I'm driving like an hour and a half or something like that to go somewhere. I can listen to podcasts. I do audiobooks so I learn more. Like, and music. I get to check out all kinds of new music because I'm in my car so much I get burnt out on my music.
Yeah. You get to deep dive on media, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
So like you've got to do something to keep you rocking and rolling, at least humming through the day.
I mean, yeah.
You can't be all in your head while you're shooting photography.
No, right? I mean, no. I honestly, I feel like, you know, a lot of what we do is kind of pre-set up by setting up those expectations early when you start your whole process of how you're going to build your business. And so when you show up, usually it's pretty easy. Things aren't always easy. I'm sure Bobby can attest that not every house is photo ready and not every homeowner understands like what photo ready means. But for the most part, like, we have a pretty chill day and I get to spend a lot of time myself. I talk on the phone. I listen to a lot of stuff I like. I get to catch up on podcasts. I was just watching the podcast with Alex Kaufman, you guys had.
Okay, yeah.
I was watching that one. And what's the other guy's name with
Who's on the same?
It was John's friend.
He's Brian.
Yeah, that was him.
I think we need to bring it back at some point. But what was that?
No, I
that
think there's something kind of peaceful about it.
Yeah. I would think so. It definitely feels like you guys get to like sit there at home with your craft. And I would say like you can't always have someone next to. I mean, you could probably work in pairs, no doubt. But I imagine like let's get a crowd in here and let's go do all. You'd be like, I need everyone out.
Exactly.
I'll text the agent like, hey, like it's gonna be a big one. We got like I'll be here for like 3 hours, minimum. Can you have everybody leave? Like just let me, because if they start asking me to do stuff like in different order than I normally do it.
Oh man, yeah.
Then I start forgetting stuff like. Half bathrooms, I swear, I've missed.
They're always hidden. Yeah. You never know
you don't know where they're at if the door's closed. I don't really like opening doors to places I don't know where they lead to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm in the house by myself, but sometimes it's just like, okay, I see what I need to do here, and if you throw me off, like, it's not going to be good.
Dude, I'm the same way with that. I'm also very ADHD, so like, I'm very methodical about how I do things and the order.
Yeah.
So when that order gets thrown off, like, I'm the same way. Like, I'll forget something, and then I'm going to blame it on you.
Yeah. I mean, I totally would. If someone was micromanaging me, I'm like, well, you didn't tell me to do that one, so I, you know, pardon me for missing this half bath or this, like, basement door that, like, looks like a linen closet, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean...
There's no basements here, but whatever.
I think now I like to put my bag in the half bath because then when I go to, like, change up, I'm like, oh, let me shoot this real quick before I change up all my video stuff. And it just kind of helps me remember.
Just reminds you that it's there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like realtor. Have you locked yourself out of a house yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't yet?
No, I haven't.
That is surprising.
I know.
Well, I have locked myself out of houses, especially when, like, one time I was showing a house, and we all went outside. We're like, let's check out the backyard.
My worst nightmare.
In the backyard door.
You leave the
door.
Key in the house?
I think I put it in the little box and like left it on the countertop. And so we go outside and it was like a self-locking, you know, back door. And I was like, and I go, oh, look at this. And I go, shit. And so I was like, oh, let's go around. You guys go check around up front, see if there's something going on there.
But
like, luckily my knowledge as like a ne'er-do-well in Oak Hill back in the day I went up and tested the window and kind of did like my Spider-Man thing, like get a nice good like friction going, like the fingers first, and then just go, and then, like the master bedroom window slid open. I go, thank you. So I did like a double axle like somersault onto the master bed and opened up the door, and I go, ah, I beat you guys, you know, like it was that quick.
That's awesome.
There's no way you played it off that smooth.
No, not that smooth. But I did. But I was like, I found my way in. Believe it or not, I didn't tell I went in through the window though. I told him I was able to get the door open. But from then on, I did put the keys in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, I've taken the key home.
Canister, you can't sit on it.
Yeah.
Always goes in the back right pocket.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, bingo.
Exactly. That's why I take the keys home sometimes with me.
Oh.
You take the keys home?
I've taken it at home a couple times.
You don't have pockets. How does that work?
I've done that.
I mean, not today, but I have done that, and it's been interesting to figure out which house, you know. This key belongs to Andor.
Oh, that, I found out real
at
quick.
Open houses.
Which one
out
of five? Everyone lets you know.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of like a little bit of growing pains. Like you're gonna you know have to learn your way through that and fail forward.
It happens the same way every time too. It's because I have the key in my pocket. The realtor shows up.
Boom.
And then they're like, "Oh, I got some other stuff to do, so don't worry." And then I shoot the backyard.
Yeah.
And I leave, and the key's in my pocket.
Yeah.
It's that disruption of your
it
mental flow.
It is a disruption.
I'm like, I need y'all to not
because usually,
like,
usually as I'm leaving, I know I have to lock up, so the key goes out my pocket, and I lock everything back up.
What's, I'm trying to think about, like, what's another sort of, like, thing where it's like, I need everyone out right now. It's like someone, like,
What job?
Yeah, what sort of other job would that be? I'm trying to think about what it might be. Just like, I need everyone out, quiet.
Home inspection?
I don't know. I was going to think of like a forensic scientist or something like that. Yeah. I was thinking Dexter, like that old show on...
He wanted everyone out for a different
reason. So he could make a proper kill room. Yeah, no doubt. But like everyone out, you know, what's going on here? I got to make sure that this works.
I mean, look at Max Scherzer, right? He doesn't want anybody talking to him before a baseball game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is just by himself. I mean, it's a little different.
I think it has a lot to do with, for me, it has to do with focus, like being focused on what I'm doing. And not that I can't do it when someone's in the house, but like, again, like if we're very methodical about the way we do things, because I want to nail it on the first time every time, because I don't want to have to go back.
You don't go back.
Yeah,
go
and back. I don't want you guys like waiting on pictures or something for some dumb reason either. So I like to nail it on the first time. So I try to get that communication in line and get it done right the first time so we don't never have to go back.
What do you do when a seller's like, I'm going to hang out while you're here. I got to do some work. The kitchen table, you're just
you're
like.
You're very nice about it.
Just please.
You just say, okay, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. Of course, what else are you going to say? Yeah, but like right. Internally. You're like, please leave. Just go.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have a hard time listening to this podcast when you want to talk to me every 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay if they are like, all right, I'm going to be over here in this part of the house. Cool. Don't leave there until I ask you to.
It's constantly walking through the shots.
Yeah.
But they always walk out. Dude,
hang on.
Just like peeking around the corner. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And then like, yeah, you'll go to take a photo and all of a sudden they come out and then it's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like for the fifth time.
I told this it was a husband and wife that was stayed home during photos in Matterport, like doing a 3D tour. And we use the 360 cameras and they're really quick. And I tell them like, look, I need you to get out downstairs or get out of the way, because if you get caught in this, by the time I find out, it's going to be too late. And sure enough, like one time, like I had the camera set up, as soon as I hit the button, like the wife like walked around the corner and bent over, and like it was just her ass on the scan. And like the agent was like cracking up laughing. Thankfully, we could just turn some of the scans off and it still worked. So her ass wasn't in our scan.
Okay, great. Yeah, listen to that. That's the beauty of editing. There might be something that you could do there.
Yeah, I mean, could have been a good selling point. But Photoshop these days is getting pretty magnificent. So
yeah, photos I'm never really. Photos are easy. Like, I'll work around that. But video, 360, anything like that, nah.
It's a little too complex, a little too many shots, too many frames.
Like, I have no problem doing like a removal from like certain things, but the cost isn't going to lie on me. Like, I have to pass that cost off.
Yeah.
And some things are not cheap. Some things are extremely expensive to like remove.
You just say, are you have an instance in mind, or are you thinking that it's like, hey, it stacks up depending on how much?
It just stacks up, you know? Mm-hmm. There's not like, I don't know. I don't know how many houses do you do a day?
Probably like five.
Yeah. So like you're on a schedule.
Yeah.
So like that's the thing. Like that's why we, like I'm like, okay, I just have to shoot it the way it is. Like it sucks that it has to be that way sometimes. But yeah, if you're going to be in the photo, you're going to be in the photo.
Yep. It's going to be a charge to come back. I can imagine. I have to think that there was a charge for everything, especially if people aren't ready to go.
Yeah, like, dude, that happens a lot. That happens a lot too. So, I mean,
that's not an easy battle to fight sometimes.
I mean, honestly, I've been fortunate enough now. Like, I've been here in Austin for going on 9 years. I've had my business going for like 7, and man, I've made a lot of great relationships with realtors. Like, with my wife and I both being licensed, also, and like, we know a lot of realtors, so we understand that, and because of that, like, I've been fortunate enough now at this point where we've gotten busy enough to where I can also work with people I want to work with, you know, like, and that fortunately I've only ever fired three clients ever.
It's hard firing clients. You don't want that rep out there.
No, but I mean, there's sometimes when, or you know, sometimes people just don't get it. Like I'll sit down. It's not like I just fire people right off the bat. Like I'll sit down and have several conversations.
There's a lineage. Yeah, like, let's just be real. Like, hey, this, it's not because I'm having a bad day, I promise you.
Yeah. Well, it's just that, you know, they're habitual line steppers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just like a one-off thing. Like it's just a period of time where you're just like, I can't
do this shit anymore. Like, with you, like,
your business grows. Like, unfortunately, things can't like continue to happen certain ways. Like, we were more lenient when we're starting off. Yeah. Because oh, we for have sure. to. Yeah. You know, we're trying to build a business. And then you start building it up, and you're not too big for anybody. But when it's, like, affecting your business, then you got to, like, cut them off.
True. And there's some people that you, like, hey, like I would think about my business. Hey, look, I know you're a handful, but you're my handful.
Yeah, right.
And, like, I'll take them along with me so long as it just doesn't become, like, self-sabotage or something like that. Like, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
I can't, don't point yeah. the finger at me. Like, that's not how this, careful there. That's not how this works exactly. But no, I get it. Like, there's a limit. I've even been having those thoughts lately with someone. Yes, ma'am, you in the back. What's
oh
that?
Oh, my gosh, stop. You're good. I'm good.
The,
I'm
good.
Just over there.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here watching. I'm listening.
What you thinking about?
I'm just like so happy for you guys that you guys are doing. You have so much business and you're doing so well. I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
In addition, what separates you from other photographers? Why would anybody want to hire you? No, I'm curious. You know, I mean, as a new-ish, somewhat 3-4 years in the game.
I feel like for I don't know how I built my business and like how most times I feel like photographers build their business. It's just like realtors, like you make relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, it's the fact that, you know, being around real estate before I got involved in real estate photography, like I kind of had some insight and like, I wanted to start it and I wanted to make it make sense for the pricing and like how things were done.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, I come from like a management background. Like I either owned or managed bars like half my life, and I bartended for most of that time as well.
Me too.
And so,
love that.
My people skills have been great, but also during that time, like I learned how to run a business. Like I learned how to run $1 million like bars that did millions of dollars a year. Like
that's super important.
Yeah, and so like a lot of people have problems with like photographers and video guys and videographers and things have the issue because the art comes before the business because they're all about the art.
Are you all about the art, or is that you feel like it's a hurdle? Or you're saying, are you agree?
Like he's
preaching.
I love that he like started off from a business side because I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm still figuring it out.
Still figuring it out. Right? Yeah.
It sucks.
To help you because
like it's so hard to like.
That's the thing. Like,
so I love that there's synergy here among competitors. I have some shit to talk a little bit later on, but
wink.
But anyways, continue.
No, I mean, so I'm friends with several other real estate photographers around Austin.
You have to be. You need that
and
support.
Dude, I always welcome like the support for sure, from man. Other people because honestly, and especially when it's other people that are doing the same kind of thing that I do, which is like, we just put the people first. Honestly, and that's another thing. Like, I just be myself. I'm unrelentlessly me, and I try to put people first all the time. And if there's a problem, I want my people to know that, like, hey, I'm gonna take care of that for you. As long as it's a problem that we're supposed to fix, I'll do it for free. But if it's not something that's standard, like somebody being in the house with two kids and a pit bull. Like.
I was gonna have a question about pets as well. Like it's a they're a serious challenge for us. Sometimes I've had some like really dire circumstances, but we'll just go to it. Pets, like I'm assuming y'all have like massive instructions for, like don't let the cat out, watch out for Fido, and he's like just
I had a cat climb up my back one time.
I can't hear Bill Maher on this podcast right now because the damn dog won't shut up.
Bro, I got attacked by a pack of corgis one day.
That must have been awesome, man.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
I don't have any dogs, so like when I see a dog when I show up, I'm like, that's awesome.
That's one of my favorite parts about our job, actually, is petting all the animals and stuff all the time. But yeah, they do, I was in the backyard like finishing up, like and the agent was inside. The homeowner came home with like 5 corgis and some kind of other terrier, and she was letting them into the backyard. I was like, hey, I'm gonna be finished in just a couple minutes, and she's like, oh, I'm just gonna let them in here. I'm like, I'm still taking pictures.
Still here.
So she lets them out, and like the dogs like immediately swarm me, and like, man, like most times the dogs are chill, but when you're carrying a big tripod and shit around, like you know,
they're coming after you.
They're freaking out because they're like they're there to protect their property. That's their job. Like, and so don't let your dog around me. Like, even though I love dogs, if I'm carrying a tripod and stuff, there's a good chance he might be a little weird about
it. Dude, how much in that backyard with 5 corgis that were you just like goose stepping? Watch out for the
so turd. thankfully there was a trend. It started off. Thankfully, it was cold, and I had like a big fluffy jacket on, and so like the terrier bit my arm first.
Oh,
wow.
And then after that, the corgis just swarmed me, dude. It was wild. But thankfully, there's a trampoline, so I jumped on top of the trampoline. And I was like screaming at this lady, like, get your fucking dogs, lady. Like, please. Get your fucking dogs.
They're sweet. They like you. Pet them. Why won't you pet them? I'm like, I don't want to pet your dog right now.
It was funny.
The cats are the ones that come around me all the time.
The cats show up in pictures, though, without you knowing.
You don't even know. The other day, I was doing a 360 scan. We have to, like, walk around a corner or something, right?
Yeah.
And hit the button, and I come out, and there's a black cat just staring at me. Mm, and I'm like,
that's what they do.
You are creepy. I love you because I have two of my own, but like out of nowhere. But then they just disappear. Like they weren't even there. It's they're the weirdest animals.
See, they are. They always pop up in the pictures.
They're either really scared, always in your way, or like won't leave you alone.
Yeah, they're just nuzzling.
I had
the whole
one
time.
Climb up my back.
Oh, really?
While I was shooting a kitchen. It jumped on the like dining table and then like.
But being a cat person, they were naturally drawn to. Maybe, naturally drawn to you.
I
maybe.
Thought they were naturally drawn to people who hate cats.
Is that, that's I mean, like that could also be the case
yeah,
too.
They just.
That's cats' assholish nature.
Yeah.
Nature
I mean, right yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can't come to the cat, but the cat has to come to you.
Yeah.
I like, and that's a philosophy I've tried to adopt in life and in real estate.
Is
so,
it though?
It is. It's not that okay. bad.
No, I believe you.
It's kind of like Ayn Randian. But anyways. I had this, actually, I was thinking of this one time that I was at holding an open house, and they didn't tell me that there was a cat, and but I walked through, and this cat was just like like I got startled by this cat, and I'm a big person, I'm sure this cat was flipping out too, like this big, you know, fucker's over here, and the cat like was like hissing at me, and being real crazy, and then, but I had cats at the time, I don't have cats right now, but I know that every person who has cats has a certain set of tools for cats. A, there's the like little stick with the like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Like the like jellyfish or whatever it is on there. And then someone's got a spray bottle,
okay,
right? You have a spray bottle?
No, it's not good. It's, they make the
terrible. Are you going to tell me how bad it is for
it's
the cats?
It's not good for your cat.
Okay.
Really? Yeah, cats remember that.
Cats
they don't. Grudges. They don't like
I mean,
it.
That's probably
well,
true.
these people had a room like dedicated for cats, and so I was like, no, like. It was back in the day. No one showed up to this open house. I was pulling it off of like Justin Lane or something like that, and so I was packing up, and I had gone to turn off the light in this one room, I'm not going to embellish, and I'm going to tell you what's happened. It's like for real. I like was that another fucking
topic? I was like giving you a hard time. You're like you're fun to give a hard,
okay.
hard time.
I'm riffing with it. Anyways, I'm locking up this open house, and I go into this like one back room, and it's this old house in North Austin, and I turn around and I see the cat, and turns out I'm in the cat's room. The like. Cat like pooper thing is in there, and all the cat toys, and this cat's sitting in the doorway just like doing that like good. Hunchback and going a little sideways, and it starts like walking over to me, and I was like, holy crap, and I started looking around, and lo and behold, squeeze bottle. I got the water bottle, and I shot from my hip. This thing hits the cat off the top ear. The cat ear's, and it was just about to like pound. Like it was coming towards me. Like I was standing up, and it was coming towards me. It ducked and it bolted.
So it was bear spray, is what it was.
Yeah, essentially.
Like,
bear spray.
I've never had a cat come up and try to like attack me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, it was defending its territory, and I was like, that's weird. But I was a Cracker Jack shot. Like I got him right on the.
I would have left the house. Shot the house.
We had those things stashed all over our house
for cats.
Yeah, we had two cats and two dogs, and
why?
So we keep water bottles all over the house. We have two kids too. They're the messiest ones.
Yeah, I know. I'd use it on my kids before I use it on my pets.
I absolutely use it on Vaughn, and he loves it.
Dogs will just be like,
yeah.
Oh, my dog loves it.
That's
yeah, my dog
does.
Loves it.
What's I sorry. Anyways.
I mean, cats are amazing, but like that is not a good cat that you experience.
Someone was like mean to that cat, or they just wouldn't let it like socialize or something. My cats are the cats that like wouldn't leave people alone. R.I.P. Panic catch. And it's been years. It's all right.
Okay.
And I married into those cats, and I was waiting for those cats to die. Because Jill sorry,
cats?
Yeah, I was waiting. I didn't force anything upon
them. She seems like a cat
them.
Owner.
Yeah, she's a cat owner, but she didn't take care of him. So I had to take care of him. And she was like, I'm pregnant. Kids?
No.
Okay, kids.
Two kids, yes.
One
nice.
Kid. But you don't have a cat right now.
No, I've never had a cat.
Okay.
Probably won't
well,
have
cats
cat.
Have like something like some sort of bacteria in their poop and pee.
Yeah.
In the litter
like,
box?
So in their and they go to their litter box. And so women can't. Who are pregnant can't go change the litter box.
Oh, I did read about this when I was pregnant.
Not only am I
it's
like
very toxic,
and I have three kids. So for like 10 years, while, or like in between all the like pregnancy and what all this other stuff, you know, they're just periods where I just had to become, even though they weren't my cats and I married into them, like I had to change the litter box constantly.
Yeah.
So I've done my fair share. I pay my time and those cats had to go. But anyways, I'm
vengeance is yours, Justin. Yeah.
They had to go. I'm looking deep into camera too and I'm like, they had to go. It was their time. Antifreeze is as sweet as sugar, they say. But now I'm waiting for a dog. So I think it's, sorry.
I mean, if you really like cats, my dog's like a cat. She's a teacup Yorkie. She acts like a cat. She, so I mean,
my
she's
cat's like
thing.
A dog. I play fetch with them.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Boys.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think YouTube's found me out on like what type of cat I would want if I did want a cat, and they've been showing me all these like reels of like these large cats that people are
the
keeping.
Maine Coon?
Wait, I like the big cats.
Ooh, definitely Maine Coon. Ron cool. Perlman cats, if you will.
Big, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have like a stiff jaw.
Yeah, they're like awesome. Stiff. Like, I
mean, they're huge.
Yeah, I mean, you could be
where
a Maine Coon.
Yeah,
I've got the jaw for this cat.
Yeah,
but no, they're huge. I've been looking at them. There are some breeders in Texas, but no, I've been looking at the wild cats. There's a carousel that, like, the only thing this owner does is, like, run up to this cat and, like, shove a phone in its face and all it does. Like, it just looks fierce. And I'm like, this cat would probably just be cool if you just wouldn't keep shoving these things in its face. And there's also some lady who has a Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
with
one.
The Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A no, Black Panther and a Rottweiler?
Yeah, they're the best of friends.
She's ass.
Except when the panther doesn't eat. Oh. Rottweiler's going down.
Yeah.
No, wait, I want one.
Yeah, I know. This like just looks like this big, like, cuddly thing. And like they'll also like fling something like off, like here's like a tree, and they'll like fling something like into the air like a frisbee or something like that. And the like panther will climb, will jump and bounce off the tree to then like catch it in midair.
I'm gonna
and
have to like go super check that agile. Out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just hang out on my YouTube threads. They found me out. Anyways, if I was going to do something like that, I would want some sort of like dog cat hybrid, something that like would
dog
be
dog cat.
Yes,
you could probably make one
a
of
dat.
Those.
A dat. I should call.
Like what? The dog cat cartoon.
Yeah. Cat dog. We've human centipeded these poor animals.
I mean, old cartoons are pretty creepy. If you
yeah, I know.
Go back.
This might be before your time.
Hmm.
I'm not gonna guess your age. That's rude. But I know I'm older than you. But Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
How old are
what?
You?
I 32. Have.
I watched
not
32.
Too old.
Yeah.
Surrounded by idiots.
Well, but like if you watch it, like
oh,
my parents never wanted me to like watch it.
My parents didn't let me watch it.
It was wild.
Like,
yeah.
It was very
it was
like
gross.
Very
gross.
Vulgar and like yeah. Like there's
that's
like
why Spike TV picked it up when like it came back for a second run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on like Nickelodeon
yeah,
like, originally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It got really
yeah. It was
and
a
I was just
deep.
Like grossed out by it.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
Like some horse superhero that had the nipples of truth and would like shoot them into people's eyes.
Wow, you remember that?
It was traumatizing.
Oh.
I mean, what about Courage the Cowardly Dog? That one was scary.
Yes, yes, yes. Courage.
How old are you?
39. Okay. I'm old as time.
You're not that old.
I'm not that old.
Calm the fuck down.
I pretend.
But if you watch Courage now, like, that thing scares me.
Like, this is a little bit much for kids.
Yeah, 100%.
Wait, I don't know that. What's that?
Courage the Cowardly
Dog. It was
on
Cartoon Network, but it was like this, like, horror show
oh,
of.
Is it good?
I've never seen that
yeah.
one either.
Yeah. Oh.
It was back in the, like, the power when the early Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Phase. Oh, I, okay.
My kiddos right now are in love with Powerpuff Girls. And as a parent, I thoroughly enjoy, like, being like, this was my childhood. You will relive it.
How old are your kids?
I have a 10, a 7, and a 5-year-old.
Oh, mine are 12 and 10, so.
Okay,
not
a little older.
Off, yeah.
Okay, good for you. Good for
I'm
you.
I'm 46, so I started late.
Keeping it
you
together.
Don't look it.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Looking very toyed over there.
Well, I have a very good barber.
There you go. That helps. Wait, who's your barber?
Her name is Lydia, which is the same name as my daughter, oddly enough. But I found
her.
Like,
shout out? Where's she at?
Yeah, well, she's just working freelancing pretty much right now.
Okay.
Are yeah. most barbers like doing that?
Traveling
I mean,
barber?
Yeah, she's not set up in a shop. Like she's
set up in her garage
yeah,
or something?
She'll like come to your house or you can go to her house.
Oh, I love
oh,
that though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I dig it too. She's got a kid, like, it's easy for her, it's easy for me. Like,
well, and then have to pay rent. I mean, mm-hmm. they just need to come up with like a really mobile barber chair.
And dude, she's so awesome. Like,
tight fades.
She keeps my shit tight.
Yeah. I noticed that over here at this H2O, their old H2O car wash or whatever at Lamar.
Yeah.
In Martin Springs. Beautiful idea. I walked in there and they have like little booths set up for like vendors, and there was someone who has like a barber chair right there. So while your car is getting washed, you go get clipped. Mm. pay.
That is pay a very smart. Idea.
I mean that.
I've been saying this for years.
That's all about the miscellaneous
income, right?
Yeah, like, that's awesome.
Speaking of miscellaneous income, like, do y'all have add-on charges for your photography?
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's well, depends. It's all.
I knew it.
It's all scenario based.
I mean, that's the nature of the game.
Photos barely make us any money. Yeah, it's not the photos get us in the door.
How long until well, like, I'm thinking along those lines. It's probably an upcharge if you want twilights. But is the twilight you or is the twilight the sun?
Wait, twilight what?
Like the twilight. Everyone knows Vanessa's been fucking ripping off buyers left and right, and she's been doing some listings too. But I'm not sure if you've come across the twilight shot. It's very hot right now.
Nah, I'm also not on social media as much as I should be.
No, but this is for like photos for like listings.
Okay. Oh, right. I got it. I closed my first listing today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bravo. Congratulations to our man. I'll keep his name off of here just so we don't have to bleep.
Oh, he'll love it.
You think he'll like it?
Yeah.
Can you give him a shout out?
Brandon, what's up?
What's up?
How you
buddy?
Doing?
Congratulations for you.
Congratulations. Sorry I haven't called you yet. Love you, Boo Boo Bears.
We all love you. Yeah. I met him through he found our company but saw that I did jiu-jitsu, and so he was like, I chose your company because this guy does jiu-jitsu.
That's awesome.
Like, I was like, thank goodness, like, because there's like no one through this building. There's like no one in. Or
that's awesome.
So, I know. Isn't that great? Is he like the only one or that's come through?
So
the...
far, we're all sports and wrestling nerds. So
I love it though.
Hey, but she closed it. She did near the impossible. So good for you.
Thank you very much. So,
but back to miscellaneous income.
Back to twilight
shots. Is that you guys or is that the sun?
Both. Like, I mean, the sun is. We don't want the sun.
Do you want
the sun
right
at the bottom of the horizon?
I know, but do you want it? Are you like, oh god, there's like 20 people that want twilights, but there's only 5 days of the week that I can work or something like that? Or are y'all doing this?
I mean, it is what it is. We can only do them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've even done like sunrise ones because it's essentially the same thing.
I charge triple for that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not getting up at sunrise to go.
Can we get a shot of? Oh, that's gonna be real hot. New dawn shots.
Oh.
I'm going to call you guys up and just be like, can I get a dawn shot on?
No, dude. No, I'll tell you,
maple?
Absolutely not.
How much for that dawn shot?
I've done them, and I never like them.
Yeah.
But it's always a situation, and like I would charge more than a normal twilight for it.
Yeah. So this is not y'all doing this in Photoshop, right?
Well, no.
Or do some people do it in Photoshop?
Sometimes you'll still replace it. Like, sometimes you don't always get a nice pink sky or something, so like we'll Photoshop out the sky to correlate with this where the sun would be and stuff.
Yeah
okay.
But twilight,
it should be
just a heads up, just like not every house needs twilight.
Yes, sir. Overrated.
Yeah. Someone had
to
say,
ordering
twilight.
It's
totally
the
true.
Rough Housing Podcast. Yeah. Twilights are overrated. It's about those dawn shots.
No, I would not say they're overrated. I would say like my
that is not going on my website.
My new build home from Pulte, no offense Pulte, but like does not need twilight. But I go to sell it, I will not be doing twilight of my own house. Like,
yeah, but I think you might want some like normal light. But I see that sometimes people have like the regular shot, and then there's the twilight shot, like just before. Like they'll put the twilight shot on the header photo.
The headshot, right.
Yeah, and then
which
they'll
is
immediately
weird.
Switch it over. Which I'm like,
don't
that
do that.
Definitely looks like a computer.
So there is a virtual twilight.
So there is a thing where we do like it's like daylight conversions where some people will do that. So it's cheaper to do it that way. Like we charge like $25 to do that for a photo. I tell my clients to not do that because I prefer if you have a house that's worthy of twilights, then I think we should do real twilights because that's what you're going to get your money. If you have like nice lighting, like the patio lighting, a pool with good lighting and stuff, or big windows that illuminate
windows.
Well, like man, you make it really pop. But I have several clients that they always order one of those virtual twilights because they want to put it as their first photo. It
doesn't look
good. What
real.
Are we on Hinge?
The seller didn't spend to do tree trimming beforehand. Is that what we're saying?
Oh, a lot of times. But the reason why a lot of the agents do it though is because they put that as the first photo. So when people are scrolling through the houses and looking at them, a lot of times they're like, oh yeah, that house that had the purple sky and stuff. Like, it's more rememberable than just a traditional farm house.
That's fair, but when
even
but when
if you don't like it,
it'd
be like, oh yeah, I don't like the stupid photo.
It reminds me of like a dating app where I'm like swiping left and right, and I'm like based off the initial picture, you know.
Well, for you guys, I did a virtual because it was super dark out and it was like raining.
Well, that's a different story. That's a different story.
No, the only time I recommended
for like overcast. An for like an overlay.
Well, the house was like probably didn't need twilight, and it was also very overcast. So the only time you should ever do a virtual overcast. Is an overcast day because there's no shadows. That's what gives away.
It's all weird on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. But why is there shadows? The sun's not even supposed to
be. I've never looked at it that hard.
The moon's really bright tonight.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like why does this house have shadows? Because we shot it at noon on a bright, bright, sunny, shiny day.
D, can I get that full moon shot? What are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing on a Fortnite? Come out at midnight. Yeah, like, I can imagine some people are going like so hard that like it just looks silly.
Oh man, I've seen some really bad ones.
Like it looks like you're staring at like the distance into Mordor or something. It gets a little bit too cloudy and
man,
red.
Man, there's some
what a good movie.
We've done that. Like I'm not proud of. I'm not proud of. All right. But the clients,
please, no, tell us your shameless clients. How bad could it be?
Like, the clients were like, "Oh my god, this is so awesome!" So like, I did my job.
Well, yeah.
And I'm talking about the homeowners.
Amen. So like, amen.
No one will fault you for getting it done.
I did.
We
my
just
job.
Know if this is like. Behind the curtain opportunity.
It is like, weird though. Like, I agree. It's totally weird. Like,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I have to remind myself, like, no one else is looking at it the way I'm looking at it.
True.
You know? Like, unless
is that where the craft versus the business?
Well, it's just because like you already know how it's made, so like you know the magician's tricks. Yeah. So if you go to a magic show, like you're gonna you see everything right there as it is. It's a little different.
So it's really kind of weird. I mean, there's a lot of things that I think we do sometimes where we're like, man, that looks absolutely terrible.
Do you spend any time judging other photos like, that virtual chair doesn't need to be there or anything like that? Like, do y'all come across and like, because I see some, I can tell you this much. Like, when I'm looking at other listings online and I see other people's like weird shots or like, hey, you didn't, not typically photography or maybe the photography is too tight. Like, they didn't. Like they cut out kind of key lines in the room to kind of
or not showing keep like the openness or like
I've so, seen a yeah, weird one whatever, I saw a weird like, one yesterday
those are like weird ones from people the stairs have like six photos.
I saw one yesterday online. It was a wide angle lens from like the staircase looking down, like the second story on the staircase looking down.
That's a good shot. That shot,
but not with a wide angle lens.
Or what? Or I don't know. Well, what was I mean, happening with it.
If it was with a wide angle, it would make it funky.
Well, even like looking down
weird.
Over, it
like,
feels like
I could see the top of the fan. It was weird.
Yeah, it's a shot that like is very. It doesn't work often for me. Like
I see from upstairs.
Yeah.
Downstairs?
So like I did it one time at a house that had a really cool spiral like to the bottom. And it kind of worked for that.
Yeah.
It had a beautiful chandelier that was in there. But it doesn't, like, the whole idea with real estate photos, too, is we're trying to keep our lines straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's like, what I'm saying. You cut them
keep
off.
It
so,
yeah.
like, the angle, like, the verticals. Because if you don't keep your camera level and you shoot the front of a house, it looks like the house is leaning. Like,
yeah. You want straight lines.
Like it's leaning.
And even when you're shooting at 16 millimeters, it can start to kind of distort and kind of round out on the edges.
Yeah.
I don't always like shooting full, like fully wide. Like I want to zoom in a little bit and kind of get
a sweet spot.
My favorite is like,
hey,
I like 35 millimeters for some things. It's just, it's all preference. And that's the cool thing about like what we do for a living is I don't just look at my photos. I go to his photos. I go to, you know, there's some photographers I really, really love and they're more architectural interior design photographers, and I try and bring some of what they're doing into like the traditional real estate realm.
Yeah,
because what they're doing, one, no, not everybody can afford them, and they're shooting high-end luxury. Yeah. So you
tilt
want
shift.
Yeah, I mean tilt shift lens alone is $4,000.
What are we talking? Wait, what is this?
It's a tilt shift. So basically,
tilt shift lens.
Say you have like a really tall house,
uh-huh,
and there's not enough room to get the whole house in there in a horizontal frame.
Yeah.
So you can tilt the lens up, and then in the middle of it, it shifts down, or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. It's and then it will help place that in the proper position.
It'll bring the house perfectly level.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
But they're expensive lenses, and they're kind of specialty. We're not going to use them all the time because I'm not going to sit there adjusting a tilt shift the whole time.
Do y'all make that much like sort of like executive decision in the very beginning, or do you like just be like, I know what I like. You said I like to hang on my 20s. Like, are y'all, or are you, do you kind of be like, this house needs a 15?
No, like I will never go to 15. No. But
I typically shoot. I look like an asshole. No, I typically shoot like you know, I have one basic, like my 16-35mm lens is my
have to have that lens.
My primary lens I use for everything, and for detail shots and things like that, I'll change up my lenses for certain stuff if it requires it, because not a wide angle lens is always good because it does distort stuff sometimes. So I usually use like a 24-70 or a 16-35 is most of my shots, but and that works perfectly because it gives me, it's like a wide utility for houses. And I mean, man, like I can't always shoot like even more than 20mm in most houses, because not every house is a 4,000 square foot house with a giant kitchen open floor plan. Like there's a lot of,
I imagine if it's a 4,000 square foot house, you're going to treat it like one of those interior design magazines. You're like, I'm
not
get
not all 4,000 square foot houses are beautiful.
Yeah, that is very true. Sometimes there's just monstrosities, like warehouses that you're like, this thing was built in 1995,
but
and is boxed
it
out.
It looks like it.
He's got blonde cabinets.
Do you have like I call them your CYA shots, your cover your ass shots. It's the shots you must have.
And then what are your CYAs?
Just get your wide angles of everything that you need.
To show the space.
To show the space. Like, this is the information the people really need.
Those will make up for the shitty ones.
Do y'all go room by room, or do you get all shots with one lens first before you switch lenses?
I do.
Like, it's, and then you go back, and if you saw like an angle where you can like kind of get creative, something that you can put on like a brochure or like a flyer for you guys to advertise with. Because those are a wide angle shot on like this big on a brochure. It doesn't look good. So get something like, you know, if you paid $5,000 for staging for that house, some photos of that so that they can use it for their for their brochures. You know, it's not just about selling that house. There's more to all these photos that you guys can use, like for future clients, getting new clients.
Absolutely.
This is how much these guys care. Like, these are the people you guys need.
You guys need to stay successful. This is why they care. Paying us to keep doing good jobs for you.
I mean,
no, your business success is important to us because we need to.
Yeah, if y'all then produce good work in a timely fashion, which I'd say you guys are both great at. Oh, by the way, I have a curse to throw at you guys a little bit later. Don't let me forget.
Curse.
Yeah, I'll just do it right now. Oh. How dare you guys come out with your fantastic photos, your high-quality photos, and you get them back in a reasonable amount of time for a great price? Don't you know that that makes it harder for all of us other people in photography to do that for you? Like, to have a living? How dare you guys make this look so easy?
Is this the beef? Are you framing the beef right now?
This is a little bit of framing the beef. I usually reserve beef framing for John.
I got no beef.
No, I'm just saying, how dare y'all make it so easy? Okay, that's all I had.
If you have a good system, it's easy.
That's our job, is to make y'all's life easier too. Like, so you know. For me, when I first started, like I was not a photographer. And honestly, if you would have asked me 8 years ago if I would ever be a photographer, I would tell you I'd laugh at your fucking face. But like when I moved here and I took a sales job to move here, that job was not for me. It was not for me. So like I started trying to figure out what I was gonna do.
Before you guys all start, David, who is an agent on our team, who also does photography.
We should mention David.
Because I used David this past time with my listing in the O4, my duplex. It was last minute. I had a 4-hour window to get photos and an inspection done with 24-hour notice. And homeboy was able to make it happen. I brought my baby. Tony showed up for the inspection. He had all of us there. I was putting plans up, but plants are the secret trick.
Was it evergreen?
Huh?
Or not evergreen. What's the one off of the south side? Is that the duplex?
I hasn't gone live. I'm telling a story that I used our agent last minute.
We should definitely give a shout out to David Mercedes. He makes wonderful videos and photography. He's a big old sweetheart.
I'm just saying he's like competition for everybody.
Of course. If you want to give a shout out, just give a shout out.
I just did.
I think competition's great. I think it's beneficial for you guys the most.
Yeah. I think, well, it's for everybody. You guys are in, I mean, I'm not sure if y'all recognize this, but this is like one of the like big mecca buildings of real estate. There's like 900 agents or something like that that like kind of
plus a
this,
property management company.
Plus the best damn property management company in Central Texas, god damn it.
I dropped some flyers off in this office when I first started.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, we're surrounded by it. So for anyone in particular to just be like, I don't want to, you know, I'm mad at my competition. That's crazy.
No, dude, I have never been that person. I come from the neighborhood of, like, so when we moved here from Las Vegas, like, my one of my
from
really
yeah
what?
Born
I,
away.
I lived
what's
in Summerlin,
your zip code?
Green Valley.
That's so awesome.
Y'all go by zip codes over there?
89014. Something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I hated it. Like, I didn't like Vegas at all.
That might have been mine too, actually.
Were you Green Valley?
No, Henderson? I was Spring Valley.
Like, Spring, okay, yeah. So like more like
Southwest. Southwest.
I was on the southeast side.
That's okay. You guys hung out. Are you both from there?
No, I'm from New Orleans originally.
Nice.
I'm from New Orleans originally, and I moved to Phoenix for a while, and I was in Vegas for like 9 years.
And bartender.
I worked for a very busy daiquiri bar company out there that was from New Orleans, so nice. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
just
we sold a shitload of daiquiris.
I was probably like, never there because I don't drink daiquiris.
Yeah, I mean, but that company was like the reason why I learned how to run a business too. Yes. Though, like I learned how to run.
You find it in different areas. We were talking about getting like an internship here, and I want to have a question about your origin story too, by the way. We were talking about getting like an intern over here, and they were like, well, you have to like go through UT, and you have to like fill out this form so that they can get credit. And I go, who gives a shit about the UT credit?
Yeah, what?
Like, I would just be like, we've got 5 companies here that will write you individual separate letters from, like, you can come in there looking like you just crushed it this last year on internships. Credit? Get your nonsense out of here.
Yeah. So formal. Whatever happened to What's-His-Face?
Lonnie Five?
Yeah.
Lonnie Five. He was our little intern. Real estate intern.
Our little intern.
He's growing
up.
Yeah,
no, he was little.
He started when he was like 15.
Oh, dang.
We had him and he'd come back for like, I met him when he was 15.
Yeah.
He came and did it when he came and was our intern at like 17.
Uh-huh.
And then he went off to college and came back and then was like, hey, can I come back and, you know, hustle some shit for y'all? We're like, yeah, come on, dude.
So he's still working for y'all?
No, not anymore.
Oh. What? He comes
he's
back?
Now, he's now in like some. He's hitting the big time. He's now in some sort of Illinois business school. Like all the business
you're doing
school.
Internships at 15, you're gonna
do well. He's this cute little boy for so long. I mean, even when at 17, he was just a sweetheart.
He sounds like a baller.
He is a baller. He was a baller.
So, I wish I would have gotten involved.
I know.
Man. He was like here with us. There's like 6 chicks like, all around, and he's just like sitting at the desk, just like, what can I do for you guys?
He's playing like Halo 2 at 15.
Dude, that's what I
religiously.
I was up to no good. I think I took a couple interns. Did you? So you're from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Went to Las Vegas. You are from Las Vegas. Yeah. What did you do before photography?
I went to high school.
Oh, so you're 32 though?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been doing photography?
Since
though?
I was 18.
So, wow.
So, I was working at Peter Piper Pizza in Vegas.
Nice.
When I bought my first camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a Pentax K1000?
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
What was your first camera? Do you remember?
It was this one right here. It was a Rebel TSI or something.
I noticed your tattoo a little bit earlier, but I didn't want to ask just because everyone who film. Like whenever was like, oh, what's your tattoo?
Oh,
mean?
Yeah, no, it's just all photography based and
I put it together.
So see that? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I can figure that out. I've got a more abstract one. People are like, what is that?
I mean, have you looked at my right arm? You couldn't tell what that is even if I told you what it was.
I'm not sure. I'll have to examine a little bit later on.
Yeah, it's just my cousin got me into photography.
That's cool. Did you do it in like high school?
No. So it was like, I don't know, Thanksgiving. She came out with her cool camera and she was like taking photos of everybody. It's like, oh, that seems really cool. It wasn't like, this is where I need to like express myself. It was just like, photography seems cool. And then a couple years later, I bought a camera, started doing it. And my parents moved to Ventura, California.
And nice.
I
what?
they wanted me to move out there. And I was like, I don't want to leave Vegas. I love this place. No, I really don't like that place now.
Really?
Yeah. Not just, for Ventura, no.
Everybody's out. Everybody's out for something.
No, it's just a different world.
Everybody's expecting a tip.
It doesn't like literally.
It is a different world. When I lived there,
nothing stops.
I just felt like it was very performance based. You know, I moved out there for a job, thinking that I could accomplish what I accomplished in other places, doing what I was doing at the time, and I failed because I wasn't on the same page with all the clientele there. Yeah. They wanted a performance, and I was here to actually not do that. I was here to help individuals, you know, in my studio.
When
but
we lived in Vegas, it was like, if I felt like our neighbors would look outside to see if anybody was outside before they took their trash out. Because nobody ever talked to anybody.
Nobody talks to anybody.
But to be fair, you never know what kind of fucking conversation you're going to find yourself in Vegas.
I feel like out of melting pots, that's a very...
It is. It's people from all
over. People go there for like an interest, if you go there.
But I mean, it also attracts a lot of degens and like a lot of like hard, like, dude, I like to party. But some dudes like really, really party. Like, really party.
Yeah. You can go to a bar till whatever time you want out there.
Time has no meaning.
Time has no meaning.
Yeah, they hide. We always take an annual trip and one annual trip. And I'd feel like the first 2 days kind of blend.
Yeah, you don't know.
Blend together. Even if we're leaving the casino. Yeah.
So how long have you been doing real estate photography now?
Like 4 years, 5 years? Four. Yeah.
So you're doing photography. So then, like, were you making much like, so you did it afterwards. You worked at Peter Piper Pizza, caught that.
So I went to a photo school.
And then you're like, oh, you went to, oh, okay.
Yeah, so I went to a school in Ventura, California called Brooks Institute.
Okay.
And it was a private photo school. I still owe them, like, my left leg for those loans. And I got my bachelor's in visual journalism. So I was a newspaper photographer.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
So I was working. I did a lot of I worked a lot of UFC fights, a lot of HBO boxing fights.
That'd be awesome.
But I wasn't the photographer for those. I was the editor. So I'd sit next to the ring while the photos are coming in from the photographer. I was going through them and sending them out.
Mm-hmm. That's the hard job.
The ring.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like blood and sweat hitting you. Yeah. It's just kind of cool when it first happens and you realize what is happening and you're like, this is disgusting.
You're like, all right, this is wild.
Yeah.
But good for you.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got journalism allowed me to do a lot of cool things. And then I settled in at like a little newspaper in Agoura Hills, California for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and my wife were like, let's get out of California. And we came here, kind of fell into real estate. It wasn't like intentional. And then I,
like most of us that come here from California.
Yeah, kinda,
it just like,
I feel like it just happened.
It just happened.
Fall into it.
You know, and then started my own little thing. And was actually trying to get out of real estate photography. And people started calling me again. And I was like, okay. Kind of got drawn back in.
Can't leave.
So, do you have like a certain like type of photography that's a passion?
Now, I love sports. Like I loved photographing baseball, which a lot of photographers don't like.
That's pretty
but
cool,
I played
man.
It my whole life, so I was like, I knew the game. You have to know the game that you're photographing.
Yeah, you have to know what you're aiming at.
It's
right?
From a different perspective.
Yeah, because you're not just swinging your camera around like following the ball. No, you're like, all right, this guy in first is going to steal this base,
right.
Like because that's what he does. So then you just focus on second.
Nice.
So you just journalism was cool because it like really helped me learn almost every type of photography and got out of that, you know, because then there's like dark side of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
dark side.
Yeah.
Always.
What's the dark
side? What's the saying in journalism? If it bleeds, it leads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like car accidents, front page.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, some guys front
do
page.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. The first time I ever saw someone like
die. Oh, I've seen the morning show. I've seen it.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And then wildfires. Exhilarating. Mm-hmm. Your heart's racing, you're shaking because like this massive
inferno.
Fire, yeah, and you're out there in full fire suit with these firefighters and like they're like, oh, get my good side, and they don't care, and you're like about to cry because you're so scared, but they're just like,
firefighters don't give a shit. Do y'all know firefighters?
Oh,
just
I
in
know
general
firefighters, yeah.
I know a handful of firefighters, and it's just like, man, it is like gallows humor, this ain't nothing
attitude.
I'm like, God, you guys are fucking wild.
They're crazy, man.
Badass.
Like, I mean, I love it. Like, oh, dude, it gives me something to aspire to, but like, I'm yeah. like, God, you guys are another
What
level.
Agents are pretty badass, too. We open up houses sometimes that aren't, you're not supposed to be going into.
Might be in
we don't know
houses.
You guys put out different types of fires.
They could be sleeping. Yeah. Like that one time.
You put out different types of fires.
Yeah. yeah.
Have you come across anyone naked yet?
No, but in sleeping, yes, like you that one time. But
oh, you came across a sleeping
they were
family?
They were. Mm-hmm.
That was like, do y'all have like people like?
Oh,
has
yeah.
there ever
squatters.
Been a like you didn't know?
And then
squatters?
I came across squatters. That was hilarious.
I haven't run into squatters yet.
I haven't. Oh, we've had to deal with it on the property management side.
I haven't had that.
Did you deal with some squatters?
Oh, I didn't. The agent luckily was caring, and we called.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
The agent was what? I'm sorry.
Caring.
Caring meaning.
Wait,
caring.
With a gun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus! Really? Right. I mean, that's pretty serious.
That's probably pretty normal. That's probably more normal now than anything.
You probably
it's Texas.
I would meant say like, is that necessary?
80% of people that you come across probably have someone caring.
Without no, I'm not scared about that. I meant squatters. Oh, I mean, they're not here to hurt
well,
you.
Well, no.
You
so
know?
He didn't like pull it on him, but it was like in case. Something
in case shit. Jumps
but
off.
We called the cops, and I had to ask the cops to move the cars because. It's not good for real estate to have a bunch of police cars in the driveway.
Yeah, can you turn off the lights?
Like, I have somewhere to go. Can you guys just move your cars down the street real quick while I get this drone shot, and then I'll be out of here?
But that's exactly what you would do in the event that you were taking a video.
Yeah.
What are some funny things that y'all hear from, like, what are just some nonsense things that you hear from, like, either the client, let's just say the client, I won't name which one. Are there, like, funny, like, weird questions that you guys have, like, hey, can you guys, like, unzip it? Or... Like what are some like weird and random things that you might hear in the marketplace?
I mean, so I just photographed a house this past week, and the guy is a like big tech guy. He put a bunch of like technical tech stuff in his house where he can just say like Google, turn on my shower, and like shower starts running, temperature likes everything, and like he was just adamant about me taking a specific photo of his bidet. And I was like,
proud
dude,
of it.
Nobody wants to see where you wash your ass at, bro. Like,
I don't want to see a toilet in my photo.
Yeah, I know.
I try to avoid them at all costs.
Like,
and he was
like,
it's a bidet,
he was like, I really need, I need you to use a photo of this bidet.
Is it like a, like, was it like a nice bidet?
No,
was it a tushy?
It was like a tushy.
$100. It was like one of those.
Was
it one of the ones where you walk up and the lid automatically pops up?
Oh, that's cool. Like a little Japanese toilet.
Yeah, but
yeah, dude, there was one of these that John and
I
was working on recently for a business trip, John and I always kind of like draw straws on like who gets the master bedroom or not in this like little little cabin.
It's the primary, really.
Yeah, primary.
It's the primary.
Nice.
I think you know.
Yeah.
It's not a
correction.
I'm sorry, they don't call it like a Jedi primary or anything. Like I get you what you're saying. But anyways, so John got the primary.
Say master, by the way.
Yeah, I do too.
You're gonna have to beep both of those out.
I was thinking about the master versus primary this morning. I was like, yeah, but there's like a master and slave cylinder in a car, and there's like. Jedi master.
They're
Jedi
working
primary.
On getting into that next.
Yeah. Well, that's I mean, we could have gone there next episode.
next episode.
You guys. But anyways, what was I saying? I lost my track of thought.
Bidets. John.
Oh, primary. Bidets. Oh, yes. Anyways, John got the bidet in Breckenridge, and I was like, ah, here I am wiping my butt with sandpaper.
It's called wipes, homeboy. Yeah. Let me.
You don't travel with those.
Those.
Water wipes. Those things, they're water wipes are the best.
Those things sting.
Water wipes are.
They stain?
They sting.
Oh,
that's
are you okay?
Why, yeah,
I'm
he's
fine.
Talking about baby wipes and or like. I'm telling you, the brand is called Water Wipes. Advertisement.
And then you have to throw something around, but like.
Sponsor.
I have a tushy. Water wipes. Tushy, I carry your brand. Hook me up.
Yeah.
I will take free tushies.
No, Americans are gross. We walk around with a dirty butt hole
dirty butt
all
the time.
It's
bro,
disgusting.
Since
I lived in Abu Dhabi, Middle East.
Since we got a bidet, like, we were the same.
Have you ever been to Athens?
Are you in that bidet crowd? Or no? Are you there? Do you have one?
No.
It's okay. You don't have to have
it's
one.
It's okay. No. Yeah.
But, you know.
Judge you silently, I promise.
Wet wipes.
you don't know what you're not missing, right? Is that what they're saying?
Yes. I guess you know what? I would applaud the wet wipes on the go, but not like.
Water wipes.
Whatever.
Water
they're
wipes.
Solely water and paper. There's no chemicals. There's nothing
right.
in it. Sponsor it. Serious though. They're the best. Water wipes, yeah. And they don't sting and they're perfect. And feel like we should all be using them.
Clorox wipes over there if they sting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you always hear the legends of someone like using Clorox wipes instead and just hurting themselves.
Yikes.
Or like Armor All and they're wondering why their butts are shiny. All right. I also have a curiosity. How much do like people try to like parse you down? Have you ever had anyone ask you like, hey, can you just send me the raw files and I'll edit them? Can you do it for like $50?
Yeah. Well, I've had people ask me that, but
yeah, I have 100% for like portrait sessions or something. If you're doing stuff like outside real, no one wants the raws from real estate. They look terrible.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but like for like other jobs, yeah.
There's a lot of DIYers out there, which is why, and we're in Austin, Texas. Which is like, you know, everyone, I mean, I even own a Pentax K1000.
See, everybody, I own two. There's a lot of people who at least want to try to be creative. So, I get it.
I just want to take my listing in my own hands.
Yeah. What's the base price right now? Is it today in terms of
a base price?
Well, that you charge for?
Oh, like for start off 150. I won't do anything for less than 150. If you want one photo, I'll go out there for 150.
That's pretty low. And it goes up to...
I mean,
it depends on the package, yeah, really. Because I'm charging the same $5,000
for a house. This doesn't really.
You can always add on because there's Matterport, there's drone,
right.
There's Twilight, virtual
size
staging.
Of houses.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, different agents like different things. Like I have agents that religiously order the same exact packages every single time.
Yeah,
and it's not always a full pack. I have agents that always order a full package every single time. And like their thing is like, hey, this is a write off for me, and I want to show my clients that I'm gonna do the most I can for them.
They're getting a budget through their commission,
and they should use that budget. And also, like, they're able to carry that forward to future listing presentations to help themselves win more listings because they're like, hey, this is what I'll do for your house.
Totally.
So. Mm-hmm. I get it, but I have other agents that will never order more than photos, and they sell the fuck out some houses. So, yeah. I mean, that's a good sales agent, right?
You can sell anything.
I mean, there's some killers out there that just get it done, like however it is, like
right.
Yeah, I agree, and I think what's really cool now is that there's a lot more common things that I'm seeing. The Matterport's more common. The mm-hmm. drone shots are more common. Mm-hmm. Floor plans. I feel like it's really progressed. At least I'm gonna declare my age here, like a little bit. I've been in it for like 15 years, and I've just seen it go from people using crummy iPhone photos to like maybe you get like 30 shots, not even iPhone.
Because it wasn't even an iPhone
15 years ago. Yeah. I know. Don't remind me, D. Thank you so much.
They're flip phone photos?
Yeah, it's just some people using the most garbage photos, and you get barely anything to where now it's kind of like it's a little bit more regular, and I can see why it's such a competitive marketplace.
I think our industry itself has grown quite a bit too, though. It's like the word has kind of gotten out like to some people because there's like myself, I stumbled into it, but there are now people who are starting to build real estate photography companies who are not a photographer or involved in real estate.
Right.
It's just because they're selling these programs. Like mm-hmm. other photographers who built something big decided they're going to sell a program to kind of coax other people into doing it.
It's a way to make money.
Yeah, I mean, but it still comes down to like having to build the relationships and like all these things.
Relationship building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always is very helpful. And also like I think being able to know that you can expect from someone time after time over and over. I think that's huge.
I also like having other photographers I can refer my clients to so that they're still taken care of when I'm not available.
Yeah. Do y'all have any like junior photographers that you keep with you as like extra help? Or
I mean, I have just other photographers. Like my nephew was one of my photographers, and then his best friend I hired as well. They were both bartenders, and like I was telling Bobby before, like I tend to find bartenders and people who are in the service industry because like they're probably getting, you know, maybe getting a little older in the industry and like getting burnt out on it. Mm-hmm. And when I see that, I know they have these great, amazing people skills. So like I take them, I'm like, hey, if I can teach you what I do, if you're interested, and like, I think you could probably make more money than what you were making, and you can set your own schedule.
Yeah,
and
that's the enticing part
because I can literally take someone that I already probably know because I've been served by them at a bar, and I like them and I know they're good people, you know, whatever. Like, but I also know they have these amazing people skills.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's what's really important.
They can
because
talk the talk. Yeah,
everything we do, like, man, if I build up a relationship with you, And then my second photographer comes along and like fucks it all up. I mean, what's that going to do for me? It's not going to do anything.
That is why I do not have. So last year I had five. At one
point. You had five?
I had five.
Have y'all been feeling a little bit of a hit from everything? Because I would think that with more listings kind of being out there right now, that maybe you have an increase.
I mean, we were busy last year, but unfortunately, it was a scenario like the last 2 years. It was like we grew year over year, but I had a lot of clients that were paying me money for marketing materials, but they were allowing their clients to list the house for too much, mm-hmm. and then like it didn't sell, or the market wasn't exactly like the best scenario.
We're seeing changes.
It wasn't the best scenario, and so like they were getting frustrated because they're spending money and they're not getting that money back because the listings are getting pulled and things. Mm-hmm. But then like as of January 1 this year, it's like a light switch went off and like shit started moving again.
Have y'all been flying?
But that
have
happens every flying? Year. That happens I've, every I've, year.
I it is, but like this year, next week, so. This year has been like off the chain.
Oh yeah,
it's been off the chain because like,
I think a lot
moving.
Of people were like bracing last year, and I think that this year people are kind of going.
Well, it's just like it seemed like as of January, like people were like, okay, fuck it, we gotta buy. We can't just keep sitting on the fence and like waiting because it's not going to get any better from here. Like, we got to move from here. Like, we got to buy, we got to sell. Like, we got to buy a house now because it's only getting more expensive. And shit's starting to move again. Like,
so how was your year last year?
Was
it better than the year before?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, we've increased year over year. But like this year, it seems like, people aren't, they're being super picky and they're not overpaying, but they're buying. So, like, the market's moving again. And all I'm happy for is to see the market moving because I don't want to be the only one busy. Like, I want you guys making money, you want to see it around.
But I would just
But there's also a downside to when you guys are doing too well because then you guys don't need us as much. Remember, like, 2021, 2022, I always get calls, hey, Bobby, never mind, we sold the house already.
Right.
Yeah, we did have some of those.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen again, so don't worry.
Well, that was wild.
I think we need, like, there needs to be a balance, right? Where it's like right now, it's not like it's barely a seller's market, it's like kind of like in the middle. So it's kind of perfect for us because this is where we can actually like really make our money
thrive
because we're not just doing photos only.
Yeah, because houses aren't flying off the market.
Yeah,
someone's making money no matter what the market is, and that's why it's all, like I always have a constant curiosity.
I think this market is, I mean, if we were like talking numbers, like this market is better for real estate photographers because we're doing more per listing.
I would agree.
Absolutely.
Because people are going harder because they want that thing to sell.
Yes. Right. And because like the average days on market has been longer.
Yeah. And
like,
because there's a million agents here.
Yeah.
And it's competitive. And you have to separate yourself as an agent.
So again, competition for you guys also helps us because you guys are going to do more for your clients, and we're going to do our best to make sure we give you everything we can.
Yeah, you're a reflection of us.
I mean, and you add the rise of like TikTok and Instagram and
Reels,
all social media and stuff. Like, so there are more people who are willing to get in front of the camera now because they're seeing it more regularly. So it's not as weird of a thing. Like, 20 years ago. For somebody to get in front of a camera, it was a big ordeal. Like, it was a production. There's not cameras like this set up. There's, like, the big-ass cameras that are in there set up.
Five guys.
Just a big one. There's like a tarp over something.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big production.
We're not doing,
It's way harder. Like,
a large format,
Yeah.
So now, like, people are seeing other people get on the camera more. So, like, those people are willing to either learn to do it themselves or spend the money to have it professionally produced.
Can I add something to that? If you want to get on camera, want to do it. You have to want to do it because it's not going to come across genuine.
I mean, thank you, COVID.
I
agree. COVID changed that for a lot of people.
But I mean, like for agents, a lot of agents are like, oh, I have to do this because like I need to. No, you don't have to do it. But if you want to do it, it will benefit you.
Yeah.
Because
it's icing on the cake.
Yeah, because if you're not comfortable in front of the camera and it just like you can't come across genuine, like you need to be able to get your personality across. Don't try and be somebody else who's like,
I don't know what to do.
People can see. They can see. Like, I know.
I'll tell you if you look weird. Like, I promise you, I am looking out for your best interest.
Is this for stuff that y'all shoot for other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You shoot vertical?
Yeah.
sometimes for
shoot some.
So some TikTok videos or reels, y'all. That's also something you do.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because that new generation.
It's a big thing now, dude.
Generation I will remember X. That.
I will make horizontal. Thank you. Again, thank you, please. Thank you. I'm gonna say like I'll be the first. I hate vertical video, dude. I hate it. I can't.
I hate
stand
shooting
it. I can't. I don't like it.
I get upset when our millennial. I get it. Why it's a thing?
It's because the way we hold our phone.
They'll just like hold it up and down.
But like we don't see vertical. We do not see with like blinders on. So I'm like, we're missing.
Yeah,
2/3 of the frame.
Shot.
Yeah, yeah, we're missing everything here.
Yeah,
and yeah, we're gonna put it on Instagram, and in 5 minutes, it's gonna be down at the bottom of your like, you know, unless you are like super high up there with the algorithm and like you're doing your thing.
Right.
But
that holy algorithm that
do
everyone
horizontal
talks about.
Holy algorithm.
Horizontal can go on Instagram. It doesn't look as big, but people still get the gist.
Yeah, they get
it. You know?
They get it.
You know, do you ever get like someone sends you an offer on a house you posted on Instagram? I genuinely want to know.
Not offers, but I mean, if they're like sending, but I disagree with.
I want to know how much.
I come from like a video editing background when I was in high school, and I did a whole bunch of that stuff, and it was tons of fun. I did it for like 2 or 3 years, and so like I really care about shots and angles and all these things.
Oh, we know.
When people send me the wrong like angle, even if it's like, you know, Katie's doing a wonderful job over here and she's taking photos, but like when we were like just chilling, she was doing horizontal because I asked her to, because if it was up and down, I'm like, that doesn't serve me whatsoever in a wide angle format, which I would take that. I would take that over because it's just more information.
Vertical does have a purpose.
It has a purpose on certain
appliances.
But yeah, I just don't. I think for video
space this way, it doesn't make sense to do.
I've seen some guys
way.
Posting horizontal videos vertical now, so that you could turn your phone to watch it on Instagram because your phone will not rotate.
That's right.
But on Instagram, it doesn't rotate no matter what.
Okay,
that's right.
So I'm like, that's pretty smart. I'm going to start making people turn their phones. They're not going to make me do vertical video.
Guess what? I'm going to play the system. Well, on that note, I need to be conscientious of our time. We've got a video editor who might curse my name, and I cursed y'all enough. Dadgummit! You guys got that. God. Damn great quality and great pricing at that. Please look these guys up. Bobby, where can people find you?
I mean, on Instagram, on our website, onewallmedia.com. I mean, what are you guys doing over there?
We're trying. She's videotaping. Keep going. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Onewall Media. That's our ad on Instagram. Probably the best way to look at our most recent work.
Wait, say it again.
Onewall Media. Onewall.
Okay.
Media. Yeah.
One wall.
Yeah.
V?
Where to find me?
No, not you.
I'm like, what?
You find her in the show notes.
Hey, wait, what are you asking me to do?
We will put y'all shit in the show notes, too.
What are you doing? What am I doing?
Come on, co-host.
Oh.
Hop to it.
Hey, V, wait, so you like to know where I can find you?
Can
find my stuff?
DV? Okay, where do we find you, D?
Solid Real Estate Photography on all platforms.
Nice. All platforms? Okay, all platforms. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. I just might have one more question here. We like to talk shit. We like to have fun. We hope y'all have had fun as well.
Yeah.
I definitely want to have y'all back because I have like so many other questions about like, what about AI? What about virtual photography for like all these other things? But part two, we'll save those. Katie, make a note on that. But otherwise, I want y'all to come back. But is there anyone that you think, it doesn't have to be photography, it doesn't have to be real estate, it could be something adjacent, could be just something off the wall, anyone that you would say, this person should come on?
Let me think.
Random question, but I like it.
I know.
You always ask it.
Oh, okay.
Like,
watch the podcast.
I haven't watched it all the way to the end. My bad. Sorry.
Real estate related specifically, I'm assuming?
No. It could be anything because this is all tangential. Like, real estate and photography, not exactly, but yeah, you do
entertainment.
Need photography. Yeah.
So, anybody. Anything.
I have a good friend and client. His name is David Aguirre. Like, he and his, I'm assuming it's his significant other. But man, they've been killing it in the Airbnb game around here. Like, they've been doing a lot of arbitrage.
Still?
A lot of arbitrage and things, and like they're putting units together and then kind of not selling them off, or like, you know, selling off the lease or whatever. They've been doing very well. I think that's a great one to talk to because they're making some moves.
I'm interested in talking
to
them because Airbnbs have not been doing so well recently from what I've
specialize in a lot of like the smaller units and in like high like traffic areas and stuff, like places that you want to be at. So those are key, because I feel like if you arbitrage a apartment in Cedar Park, you're not going to get much business over there unless it's like somebody in town specifically.
Aren't there the Stars over there? Dallas Stars Theater Center. Maybe. Who knows?
Cedar Park was a
drama.
Maybe Cedar Park was a bad
Bobby,
choice.
Who you got?
Yeah, I don't know.
Milk was a bad choice.
I don't really know many people.
We like it. I know that, that isolated photographer just brooding in the corner.
I hang out with my wife and I hang out with like you guys.
And he's like, being alone. What are you talking about?
Entrepreneurs or anyone out there in the business world?
I mean, another real estate agent, if that's okay.
You can throw an agent out here.
He specializes in the... in the Hill Country.
Okay.
You know, his name's Garrett Beam. He's a good guy.
Garrett Beam, what's up, man?
Garrett, what's up?
He's one of my friends. I like it sometimes. You know, but I don't really hang out with anybody.
I know. That's okay. That comes along with being in your 30s. I don't want to hang out with much people.
Or just being a photographer.
I mean,
so when you're both, it's just ultra isolation.
It's also probably part of living in Vegas and like, never wanting people.
Y'all have been burnt out on like people.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Vegas ruined people for me for a while. Like when I got here, it was awesome because people said y'all again. And being from Louisiana, it was nice to hear.
And everyone was so nice.
You're saying Vegas drives you to become a photographer? Is that what happens? I guess it just drives people to
do isolating.
Anyways, well, you know what, Katie, I tried to get to some of your questions. I did my best. V, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Give me a little cheers.
Absolutely.
Boys, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's
nice to meet you guys in the flesh.
Yeah.
And this is the Rough Housing Podcast. Like us, subscribe, give us some sponsorships or donations, make it happen. Thank you so much. Hopefully this will get
water
above eye level. Yeah. Water wipes.